Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 43. Hello guys, thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm here in the suburbs of Houston, and I have a few topics for you guys. I have a message from Dale, and I also podcasted in Dallas, and I went around the bars, and you'll hear the audio on that one. And I also have She Got a Mustache in the show. And then for Wolf with a Bear, I have a bear from Rome, Italy. His name is Marco. And then, so stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. A few episodes ago, I was talking about taking care of your partner by getting a lawyer and signing or writing up some wills and important documents, powers of attorney. Okay, I have an email here from Dale, and I think this is a very important email that I got, because it is something that you might want to consider. Okay, he emailed me, thanks for talking about the need for wills, living wills, etc. for the gay community. I too have heard several horror stories of what can happen without these documents. It's really a necessity, because without it, our significant other has no rights. Okay, here's the juicy part. Also, don't forget to declare beneficiaries for bank accounts, life insurance policies, 401k, IRAs. And these items usually pass to survivors outside of a will. Without a stated beneficiary, it usually goes to blood relatives. Okay. He has a point here. I think this is a cheaper an easier way to provide for your loved ones in case of an emergency. Yeah, make them your 401k or bank account beneficiaries, or your IRA beneficiary. So, also in life insurance policies. So, you know, if anything happens to you, they can fend for themselves. They can take care of themselves. I mean. So, yeah, it's a very good idea. Which reminds me, probably that's something that you can do on the next open enrollment for your company. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, just if you have any comments about this, just email me or send me a voice message. 206-222-BEAR. Hey guys, it's 11:30, Friday, February 10th. We're on our way to the Eagle. I'm here with Jeff and Alex. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Yep, we're driving. So we're on our way to the Eagle. Meet up with Arthur, a couple of friends of ours. Okay, next stop, Eagle. Okay, it's almost midnight. God, it's so cold. And is that Butch? That's Butch. My God. What's Butch? Yeah, we're here at the Eagle now. It's so freaking cold. It's about 40 degrees. Okay, we'll be inside. Oh yeah, the Eagle. Alright, we're leaving the Eagle. This is the Eagle, right?
It's 2 in the morning.
It's 2 in the morning. And they're closing. It's so fun inside. So many bears. Woof. Oh my God. I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, so we're just gonna go home now. All right, where to now? Krispy Kreme?
Yeah. Or
okay, let's try to get Krispy Kreme.
All right, it's past. All right, it's almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's a Saturday, February 11th. Yeah, we're done for the night. We just ate some burritos from Taco Bell. It's pretty good. All right, I guess time to retire. And Saturday is going to be a big day again. I hope so. My other friends are from Houston, came over, so I guess it's. I guess we'll just coordinate tomorrow what we're going to do. Coordinate on Saturday. All right, so, gosh. There's so many woofy bears there at Eagle. Ah, have you guys tried going to the Eagle on a Friday night here in Dallas? Oh my God, it's so good. Okay, you guys have a good night. Well, you might be listening to this, I don't know, on a during the day. But anyway, it's nighttime for me. It's 3 a.m. Oh, gosh. Okay. I'll talk to you again later. Bye. Okay, guys, it's me again. I'm here at Cedar Springs at 11 o'clock Saturday night, January 11th. February 11th. Yeah, I'm here at the Roundup. I'm gonna go in with a couple of friends. It's a very exciting evening. I went out with a couple of friends. We went to. Orlando Apprentice's house. Orlando cooked up some shabu shabu. You know, it's a meal wherein you prepare the food. They're all raw, and then you get to cook it yourself. They have this. It's like fondue, but it's very elaborate. It's very cool. It's got vegetables, bok choy, papaya, beef, chicken, noodles. Oh, it's so yummy. It was good. And then afterwards, we just drank a lot of wine. A lot of beer, stuff like that. And now we're at the Roundup. Drove all the way here from that party. And I'm going to meet up with my friends. And we're going to hang out here at the Roundup. It's almost midnight. No, 11 o'clock. And yeah. It's a very, very freaking cold here right now. It's about 35 degrees, I think. Oh, wow. It's just so cold. Anyway, I'll give you guys more updates later. It's very... It's been a fun Saturday. Probably I'll podcast later again. And I'm done with the night. Okay. Catch you guys later. Okay, I'm going in. I'm going in Roundup. Yeah. It's very country here. Too much country music. Oh yeah. Okay, see my friends. Wow, there's supposed to be thousands of people here. Wow. Oh my God, I just came out of Roundup. It's, I don't know what time is it. Gosh. Time is 11:42. Wow, Saturday. Okay, we're gonna go to the mining company this time. God, I can't believe this very crowded. It gets too crowded. Alright, next stop, mining company. Okay, everybody's going to mining company this time. Actually, I got stuck a little because I have to wait for Alex and Jeff. They're stuck inside. There's so much people inside. Roundup, oh my God. And see, some people I know from Bay, from softball there. A lot of people. Okay, so you guys. So, if you're preparing to go to TBRU, this is one of the places that is going to be a hit. Roundup. And also a mining company. Usually on the Roundup, at the Roundup, you go there on a Sunday for that brunch. Yeah, with sausages and stuff, barbecue. Yeah, it's got a lot of dancing to be done. Also, on Saturday night, usually it goes to a party on the mining company.
the dance floor. See all those shirtless, woofy bears. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm just looking forward to that for March. I'm still in February. Still have to wait for IBR for next week. Wow. Okay. So, catch you guys later. Probably I'll record again when I'm inside my main company. Okay. Talk to you later. God, it's very wild out here. Okay, I'm now here at the balcony of mining company. It's pretty dead at the balcony. It's pretty cold. It's about 35 degrees, I think, right now. 35 degrees is too cold, so I don't think anyone would want to hang out at the balcony. Everybody's dancing. My friends are dancing. I danced a bit. It's pretty cool. Very many hot shirtless bears on the dance floor. Yeah, on Saturday night. It's pretty cool. Okay, so looking down the street on Throckmorton. Not too busy either, which is good. All right, just giving an update. What's going on inside? Talk to you guys later. Gonna see more bears inside. Woof. Bye. Hello everyone, this is Nard. I'm here at the Eagle and I have here Chigana Mustache. And he was a TBRU back in 2005 and I have here as a guest. Say hello to everyone, Greg.
Hey Bears, Cubs, Grizzlies, and Polars. How are y'all doing?
Alright. Okay, so how long have you been Chigana? Have you been doing it?
Well, I'm a very old, tired, decrepit drag queen. I started in 1994 as a comedy character that ended up being a stupid, I guess, campy character, and it just blossomed from there.
Oh, great. Okay. So so you're going to be at TBRU this coming March, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. So I'm looking forward to see you there. So why don't you invite the guys to come to TBRU?
Hey guys, TBRU, March 23rd through the 26th in Dallas, Texas. Be sure to speak to me because anything you say to me can be used on stage. If you're on Bear 411, you better be updating your profiles because I have started my investigation. So anything can be said on the stage and you are subject to be embarrassed. No holds barred this year. I will even cook some bacon and eggs and serve it to your ass. Just get there, come out, and have fun. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you very much.
See y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, guys, I have here a bear from Rome, Italy. His name is Marco.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. So I'm glad to have you here in the show. So, you're a photographer. How long have you been doing photography?
I've been doing photography for the last 2 years. I used to work in TV, but now I've changed my way and I wanted to be, you know, the boss of myself and trying to do my arts and try to get into that sort of direction. So I start taking pictures of everything.
Oh, okay.
And I have been quite lucky because my pictures have been appreciated a lot, and I've done some straight away. I just did some advertisements for a German company, which was very, very interesting to work with, and I toured all of Italy to do that for a month. So that was, you know, pretty five stars everywhere.
That's cool.
It was pretty good. Then, you know, I've done fashion after that, and that was pretty cool as well because, you know, you get all the backstage passes and all that part. So that's the good part as that. What did I do? I did some suckers, some... I did a lot of bear events, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I got some bear passes.
Oh, you get it for free. Yeah. Nice.
And lots of beers.
You guys recording.
Okay, so...
So, we've been kissed and, you know, all of that by a couple of bears who were living in the house.
We were interrupted. Okay.
But that was nice and, you know, enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking about bear ends, and I've been asked by a couple of major bear ends, bear environment names. One is a Bear Life magazine.
Okay.
And the other one is Bear Films.
You took pictures for Bear Films. Okay.
Yeah. They want me to take pictures for them in Europe. Or wherever I go, because I travel quite a bit, so that's going to be,
well, that's good.
You know, quite a thing, and I'm going to enjoy, you know, bear events all over for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good part. The other good part is, you know, traveling with the photography gives me, you know, a good chance to meet a lot of people that I talk to.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, having a couple of profiles on the internet.
Oh, yeah. What's your profile? What's your profile?
My profile is, well, the one on Bear www is Ostrom. It's, I'll have to spell this.
Yeah,
I'm not very much used to spell it in English, but I'll try that.
All right.
It's H-O-S-T, Ost, R-M... 34, which is host RM 34. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Does make sense to
Why
me?
Why host? You?
Because I have a little bed and breakfast in Rome.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, only for bears.
It's only for bears. Yes. A bed and breakfast.
So
what's the name?
It's a cute little Onipot.
Onipot.
That's
I didn't know you have a bear. Okay.
Yeah.
So
well,
do you have a website for it?
Yeah. Go you can go and have a look.
What's the website?
www.onipot.altervista.org.
Okay.
So it's www.onipot.altervista.org.
Okay.
You get it? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'll,
I did say it right.
I'll put it in the website. So we'll just put it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, okay. So you do...
things.
You have your own bed and breakfast in Rome. You have you do a lot of photography. How about other hobbies?
I do a lot of hobbies too.
Okay.
Having a bit of time for myself. I'm pretty lucky. I reckon myself as being, you know, I have my motorbikes in Rome. I ride my motorbikes all over Europe. I do very long trips on them. I've been to Turkey. I've been. In one day, I went to Barcelona, which is 1,428 kilometers, which is...
Wow.
You know, it's about 1,000 miles in one day, which for me, it's, you know, quite a bit.
It's a few hours.
It's about 13, 14 hours on a motorbike. You know, doing it fast, going fast.
You were in a group or something, or you're alone?
No, I was on my own that day.
God.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know. So on top of that, I like skiing. Mm-hmm. I like going trekking. I like mountains, and that's like music. As everybody, I like going to the cinema and things like that.
You like cooking too.
I love cooking. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've tasted it. You know how I cook, and maybe you. It's up to you to say.
It's very good.
Give me a vote.
What's
it's a grade.
It's an 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10?
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean,
it's lasagna. What's the other one that you cook? It's lasagna and...
We had a mincemeat lasagna, which is classic lasagna, and a steer of eggplants, peppers, what else did I do?
Potatoes, yeah.
And eggs.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very easy. Just to, you know, just tear it and fry.
Cooking, biking. So you were here how long? A month?
I spent a month and 5 days here in Texas.
How do you find it so far?
I loved it.
Wow.
I liked it. You know, as soon as I'm in a place where I can see the sky and the thing that I like about Houston and Dallas, and you know, mostly that's what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
If not the country in between, it's that you see the sky thing, and you don't see much of the sky in
it's
Rome.
It's very flat, too.
It is flat, but it's, you know, you have a lot of landscape and yeah. you feel free to roam the skies, mm-hmm. even if it's only with your, you know, with your sight. But
yeah. So what are your favorite cities that you've visited so far? Houston, Dallas, or?
Were you talking about USA?
USA.
I loved Chicago. I really, really enjoyed Chicago. The best time of my life I had in Los Angeles. I had some friends there, which they have very nice places, and they throw parties like, you know, every 2 or 3 days.
Oh, God.
And they're just party animals all the time and just crazy. And when I was there, Long Beach Pride was on. Mm-hmm. And that was like crazy. A million queers screaming and dykes, you know, wheeling on motorbikes, and you know, it was wild, really, wow. really bad. I really enjoyed that.
Long Beach.
What else? I mean, I did obviously enjoyed Manhattan a lot. Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did enjoy that. Well, United States to me, for what I've seen, it's about, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's in the U.S. How about in Europe?
In Europe,
it's kind of fall.
Europe is very different town from town, city from city. It's completely. I mean, every single country is a lot more different than mm-hmm. it is here. I have to say, Italy is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Not because I'm Italian, but it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been traveling, and I don't know whether you've ever seen Capri, or whether you've ever seen Sorrento, whether you've ever seen Florence, whether you've ever seen Venice, Rome. I mean, these cities are just breathtaking. And I'm telling you, I mean, I'm not saying it because I'm Italian.
Where are you from?
It mm-hmm. is. That's the way it is.
I'm sure there's a lot of Americans who would really want to go there, too.
Yeah. Men-wise...
How about the men? Yeah.
Men-wise, like Italians are fun to be with, a bit groupy in the meaning of, you know, they just stand in their groups. If they come to you, it's mostly because they want to get in bed. And so if they see a stranger, and if the stranger see an Italian coming up to him, most of the times it's because they like each other. Otherwise, you know, they just stick to their group, they just talk to each other, to their group, so they're not very, they don't like to familiarize with other places, countries, but, you know, that's, if someone like you is coming to Italy, and you're a friend of mine, if I introduce you to the group, then you're like the star of the group, because you come from outside, and
you're introduced by someone.
Ah. So you know what it's like. It's probably like this all over the places, but in Italy it's a bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So
What barons have you gone to? I mean, what bear events have you gone to here in Europe?
That's a good question. Do I have to remember every single one of them?
Well, give me top three.
Yeah. Oh, the top three.
Top two, top three.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Madrid and Barcelona a lot in Spain. I enjoyed a lot one bear event in Rome, which is called the Bear Week. It's really, really good fun, and it's well organized. People from many different countries, just as much as, you know, Cologne is, you know, the main event in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3,500 bears.
Wow.
You know, it's like you can't get all the bears in one venue. There's mm-hmm. so many. Barcelona is so much fun as well. Madrid is just amazing. Madrid mm-hmm. is the place to be as well. I've been to Milan, I've been to Florence. I mean, the bear events in Europe are pretty much booming at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed Chicago a lot
The ones in the U.S., Chicago.
Oh,
is
yeah. That's the only one I've been. But, okay. You know, I was the only Italian there, and they made a difference.
Perhaps they were lining up.
No, I'm kidding. you know me.
You're shy.
Yeah, you're sort of shy. Okay. I prefer having other types of fun. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, once you know someone is funny, you're going to have fun with him. But if you don't know he's funny, how can you have fun with him? that's my philosophy.
If you have to be laughing with the guy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you have
of course. The guy has to laugh, and the guy has to make me laugh. Mm-hmm. Be able to have more than that.
Okay, that's cool.
So,
How about in the future? I mean, do you have any planned events, trips besides here in the U.S.? You're going to be leaving in a few days.
I'm coming back to Texas.
Oh, you love Texas.
Oh yeah, I'm coming back to Texas probably in September.
Okay.
I have to go to New York City for the rugby gay tournament, the gay rugby tournament in May, for taking pictures because the New York City team asked me to take pictures. Where else? I'm going to Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona. I just got a t-shirt from them.
That's going to be in April. Their t-shirts are fun. Yeah. They're
pretty good. Hey, people from Barcelona, thank you very much for the t-shirt. I just received it today. Thank you very much. Anyway, I just plugged them.
They're very nice t-shirts, I have to say, and the place is good. It's a very good atmosphere. Spanish bears are hot, and in both senses, like you know, caliente all the way.
Caliente all the way.
Yeah, they know how to have fun. So that's what I can tell you, guys. If you are thinking of going to Barcelona, go to Barcelona, and that's gonna be Easter week.
Yes,
that's
going
to be the place to be for Easter. Mm-hmm. Just make up your minds, trick up, and get your ass to Barcelona.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah, thank you
I
very
have
much.
To run away at the moment because you know many things I have to say and I have to. Sorry, I have to do.
I understand.
I have to pack up because tomorrow it's the last day here, and the day after tomorrow, I have an 18 hours flight.
So you need to catch up on sleep or something.
Did you see my room?
Oh, yeah, I saw your room.
Yeah, you saw the luggage.
All the rubber, all the condoms on the floor.
Oh shut up. Well, okay, I better go,
okay.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you very much,
ciao,
Marco.
Guys.
Oh, bye.
Okay, here are some bear runs. Unrun 2006 in St. Petersburg, Florida, February 24th, 2006. Simply the Suncoast Resort, no fees, no registration, no schedule. The West Florida Growlers invite you to join us for a weekend away with the bears. Alright, so check their website at westfloridagrowlers.com. And how about in Long Beach, California? Bears, LA. Presents Mardi Gras. That's kind of cute. February 25, 2006. Let me see. The only dance party run by the bear community. Wow. And with proceeds going back to the bear community. Well, that's cool. It's going to be at Pistons Bar. You can check out the website bearsla.org. And how about in Sydney, Australia? Bear Essentials, 10 Commandments. Okay, this is I find this very, very intriguing. February 28th, 2006. Wow. All right. Harbor City Bears are again hosting Bear Essentials as part of the Mardi Gras Festival in Sydney. Bear Essentials 10 Commandments events are during 28th of February to March 5th, 2006. Okay. What are the Bear Essentials Commandments? Thou shalt experience the beginnings of Bear Essentials with our Bear Bust Genesis. Thou shalt dance at the underwear party, Decadance. Thou shalt chill out at one or both of our beach days. Thou shalt drench yourself at Wet Fur, the pool party. Thou shalt thou shalt eat dinner with us on Thursday night down by the dock. Thou shalt walk Sydney with chocolate. Thou shalt see Sydney from the harbor. Thou shalt picnic with the bears. Thou shalt march with the boys next door in the Mardi Gras parade. Thou shalt marvel at Revelations, the sauna party. Most importantly, thou shalt have fun. Well, that is so original. All right. Okay, so check out the website, guys. hcbears.com. Okay. Next. Oh, of course, here in Houston, Let Us Entertain You 2006. It's Louie 2006. It's going to be in Houston. And, okay, it's going to be the 33rd annual Let Us Entertain You weekend, men. Leather bears, cocktails, food, and free for anyone outside the greater Houston area. Yep. Check out the website at louieweekend.com. Okay, I'll put all the links on the website so you guys can see. Okay, how about some shout-outs for people on the Frapper map? Little D4 NCSU from Durham, North Carolina. Hello there. Thanks for posting. Also, Porno Cub at St. Louis, Missouri. And, yeah, he'll be in TBRU. Great. I'll see you there, Porno Cub. Okay. Okay, guys, this is probably the last podcast I'm going to do before I go to IBR. It's going to be tomorrow. I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to see lots of people, like Excalibur, STP Bear, and Venice Cub. Oh, yeah. Woof. I'm going to take some videos and pictures. So, all of you guys who are going there, keep yourselves warm. Bring something warm to wear, because I believe it's going to be cold. And what else? Well, just be safe flying there. And those are flying, those are driving, yeah, be safe. Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow until Monday. The Monday afternoon, I believe. I'm going to stay there. Probably go around San Francisco when we have time. All right, so thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for more videos and pictures when I get back, or probably during. If I could get the wireless internet there in our hotel, I'll be staying at the La Quinta Inn. And yeah, if they have wireless internet there, or if I could get a Starbucks somewhere, if I'm gonna do a podcast, I might be able to upload so you can keep you guys updated, and hopefully the videos too. Okay, guys, thank you for tuning in. You can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Voicemail line at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And you can visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Many wolves in, many hugs.